Florida has strict limits on the number of students that can be in a public school classroom, and voters enshrined those limits in the Constitution more than a decade ago. If districts go over the limits, they face fines issued by the state. And for years, local administrators have complained the system is too restrictive. In 2010, the legislature, through a constitutional amendment, tried to get voters to loosen the requirements, but it failed. Lawmakers do have some leeway in how the fines are assessed, and the State Board of Education's Rebecca Fishman-Lipsey says it may be time to reconsider the issue.
I think the intention is great. I think the execution is leading to a situation where it's not flexible. And as a result, where money is being spent in ways that are not leading to the best outcomes for kids.
Right now, the fines are assessed at the classroom level. Board Chairman Gary Chartrand says that means if another student comes in and throws a classroom over, the district faces a choice.
When you have 18 children in a class and number 19 shows up, you have two choices. You can take a fine from us or you can hire a new teacher. And that just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
For years, districts have chosen to pay their fines rather than hire a teacher for one or two more students. For its part, the legislature has tried to lower the types of classrooms that count toward the class size amendment. For example, electives like music or PE don't count. The legislature has also given certain types of schools, like charters, a break. Charter school class size levels are calculated using a school-wide average, while public schools fall under the strict individual class count, which Chartrand says is unfair. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.